A young man was sitting in a restaurant eating lunch. He opened a letter he just received that morning from his mom. As he opened it, a $20 bill fell out. He thought to himself, "Thanks, Mom. I sure needed that right now." As he finished his meal, he noticed a man outside on the sidewalk leaning against the light post. Thinking that the poor man could probably use the $20 more than he crossed out his name on the envelope and wrote across the top in large letters, "Persevere." So as not to make a scene, he stuffed the envelope under his arm and dropped it as he walked past the man. The man picked it up, read the message, and smiled big. The next day, as the young man enjoyed his meal, the man from the street tapped him on the shoulder and handed him a big wad of bills. Surprised, the young man asked him, "What's this for?" The other man replied, "This is your half of the winnings. Persevere came in first at the track yesterday and paid 30-1. When we hear the word persevere, it brings about a feeling or a scenario in our minds. For the man in the joke, it made him think of a man of the name of a horse. For some of us, we think of persevere as not giving up. For others, the word persevere may cause us to think of a bad situation in which there's nothing to do but just outlast it. Perseverance is defined as continuing to do something in a determined way despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. The interesting thing about perseverance is that the emphasis is not on the success or the end goal, but rather how we handle the middle. It's about doing something in a determined way despite what may be happening around us. Each one of us is probably in the middle of a situation that we would gladly change immediately. However, oftentimes, as we well know, changing the situation is not always an option. The only thing that we can control is how we go through it. Take, for example, those of us currently raising children. Parenting is not about the end goal, but about how we handle the middle stuff. It's a marathon filled with both joyful and painful moments. Moments where we feel successful and moments where we hit a wall and just don't feel like we're able to keep going. An example of perseverance is found in the author of the famous Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling. My boys loved those books, and it was so interesting to learn a little bit more about her life. In 1994, she was at a point in her life where it probably seemed impossible to persevere through. She was a single mother, newly divorced, on government assistance and barely able to feed her baby, and living in a rat-infested apartment. She had already begun writing the first Harry Potter book on handwritten notes. However, she was unable to afford a computer to prepare the final copy to present to publishers. So this is what this lady did. She manually typed out each 90,000 word novels to send to publishers. She received 12 rejections on the first Harry Potter book before eventually a publisher named Bloomsbury gave it a second chance. And that's only because the CEO's 8-year-old daughter read the book and loved it. That Harry Potter book that was rejected so many times is now listed on Wikipedia's site as number 5 of best-selling books of all time. Talk about perseverance. A biblical example of perseverance for me is Moses' mother, Jochebed. And thank you for YouTube pronunciation for helping me know how to say Jochebed. Hers is a very heartbreaking, yet very inspiring story. When Jochebed was pregnant with her third child, which was Moses, Pharaoh Seti issued a decree that all newborn Hebrew boys were to be thrown in the Nile River. He did this because he was afraid that if there were a sudden increase of Hebrew slaves, that they could become too powerful, they would rebel together and overthrow him. Therefore, he told his guards, if there were any Hebrew women that gave birth to a baby boy, they were to take that baby away and throw him in the crocodile-infested water. Can you imagine Jochebed's shock and horror in hearing this decree? She was already far along in her pregnancy and had no idea what the gender of the baby would be. She must have been in such turmoil, not knowing if it was a boy, and if it was a boy, knowing this little sweet baby would be ripped from her arms to suffer a horrible death. But instead of resigning herself to the doom that surrounded her, she persevered. The scriptures tell us that she delivered her baby boy, saw that it was a godly child, and it became her mission in life to preserve this child of God by any means necessary. She was able to hide Moses from the Pharaoh's guards for 3 months. Now, by a show of hands, how many people here have lived in a house with a newborn? And we're talking village, small houses close together. Can you imagine how difficult that would have been to hide a little newborn for 3 months? Just their crying alone would have been about impossible. But she pulled it off. She persevered and she did it. When it became impossible for Jochebed to hide him any longer, she continued to persevere. She made a basket covered in tar and pitch, which was believed to be protection against crocodiles. She put Moses in the basket and placed the basket among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River. And she gave instructions to her daughter to watch over this basket from afar. I can't even imagine how difficult that would have been for Jochebed to lay her baby in this basket and have to walk away. Pharaoh's daughter, the Pharaoh that issued this decree, his daughter later came to this water to bathe and found this crying baby. She realized it was a Hebrew baby who usually would have been put to death, but she had compassion for him. Moses' sister was still watching nearby and offered to Pharaoh's daughter for her to go find a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby since the baby was crying. The Pharaoh's daughter agreed, and so she brought Jochebed to the Pharaoh's daughter, offering for her to nurse him. Pharaoh's daughter agreed and actually permitted Jochebed to take Moses with her to care for him, to nurse him, to the point where he would be weaned off of that. And at that point, when he was weaned, Jochebed brought Moses to the Pharaoh's daughter, and then he became her son. Through Jochebed's perseverance and obedience, God was able to spare Moses' life and do some really, really great things through him. God has given us so many scriptures in the Bible that are meant to encourage us and help us not to lose heart when we hit those walls in our life that we just don't think we're going to get through. Here's a few. Just for examples, Isaiah 41:13, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Isaiah 40:29, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Romans 8:28, and we know all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Deuteronomy 31:6 and 8, be strong and bold, have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes before you. He will be with you, he will not fail you, He will not forsake you. Do not have fear or be dismayed. Do you see a theme here? It's our faith in the promises of these scriptures that will help us persevere. For those of you that know me well, you know I'm very passionate about Haiti, and I'm very passionate about the time that I've spent serving there. It's impossible for me to think about people persevering through incredibly hard circumstances and not associate that with people of Haiti. I'm sure I could find you thousands and thousands of stories of Haitians that have endured through the toughest of circumstances. But I know we don't have time for thousands of stories. So here's just one inspiring story that I would like to share with you now.
If you read in the Bible the story of Joseph and David, you will find me there. My story is their story. My name is John Mark. I'm 17 years old. This is the village where I grew up, in Haiti. Most of the people here are poor. There aren't many opportunities for the uneducated. My mom was very gentle and generous. Her dream was for me to get an education, to not have the same life that she had. But going to school cost money. She would go around with guys, doing bad things with them to get money, so I can eat. One day she stole something from someone. The people tied her to a post and beat her. I cried for them to stop, but they'll just laugh at me. All of these things happening because of me, so that I might have a better life. A few months later, my mom got very sick, and on Christmas Eve in 2006, she died in a hospital. I didn't even find out until 6 days later. After her death, I was alone. I was 10 years old. I was so hungry, and I was like, Lord, I know you fed 5,000 people. I am only one person. Why can't I get fed? And then, God provided. I've been on Mission of Hope for 8 years now. When I first woke up here, I thought I was dreaming. You were sleeping in the mud. Now you get bed, you have shower, food. I couldn't believe it. Totally couldn't believe it. Now you and the family. But God is giving me one here. It's paid for by people I don't know. They sponsor me to go to school. I like math and physics the best. If I wasn't in school, I would not have a future. I'm learning so much that I want to share with others too. So I took it. If somebody comes to me and tells me he is hopeless, I will understand, because I've been through it. If I don't take what God has given me and use it to help others, who will? my mama were here, I think she would cry and be proud. To know that all her dreams are coming true for me. I like the story in the Bible of Joseph and David. Both of these men had great difficulties, just like I did. But God was with them always. Maybe the bad things in your life happen so that you can become strong. It is from the struggles that we grow.
What an incredible, incredible story of perseverance. Remember, friends, the emphasis on perseverance is not on the success or the end goal, but rather on how we handle the middle. It's about doing something in a determined way, despite what's happening around us. And God gives us the promise that He will never leave us and that He will be our refuge and strength through it all. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.